Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Nehemiah Pershoff. You're listening to TV Confidential.
I haven't been honest with you about everything. It cannot continue this way.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that we will play part two of our conversation with Harry Shearer in our second hour. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, on the line with us right now is actor Eben Antony. Eben recently made his Hollywood film debut in Spoken, a new horror thriller directed by Tennille Ransom that is now available for viewing on demand through Amazon Prime. Eben also has a couple other movies coming out, which we'll tell you about in just a second. Eben has a very interesting backstory. He was born in India. He became attracted to the arts at the age of 10 and developed his skills as a voice artist when he was in college. But because he grew up in a culture that valued education more than the arts, for very practical reasons, Eben put his acting ambitions on hold until he came to the United States, where he attended a workshop in Los Angeles that changed the arc of his life. Eben is speaking to us today from New Orleans, where he makes his home. New Orleans is also the home of one of Eben's acting mentors, our friend James Dumont. Eben Antony, welcome to TV Confidential.
Hey, thank you so much, Ed. It's a pleasure talking with you today.
As we mentioned in our open, you've always had a desire to perform, but you had to put that on the back burner for practical reasons. I understand James Dumont is one of the people who helped reawaken your desire to act.
That's right. James Dumont is my mentor, my well-wisher. It is completely by accident I met with him. And then, we've been great friends. He's been my great teacher for 3 years now.
Sometimes life is a series of happy accidents. You get in your car, so to speak, and you think you're going to take one throughway, but for one reason or another, you take a detour, you take a turn, and it ends up being the right turn, even though for reasons you hadn't anticipated.
Yep, I completely agree. And so far, I'm blessed to have a lot of happy accidents in my life.
Yes, and one of the things that James has talked about when he has visited our program is, and this has to do with the auditioning process, which is, it's a mentality to have. You may be auditioning for the casting director of Spoken, and you may be auditioning for one part, but there may be an inflection or something that triggered an idea of the casting director, and he or she may offer you another part, or they may remember you for something else they're casting down the road. So you're not just auditioning for today, you're also auditioning for tomorrow.
That's absolutely right. And actually, that's the title of one of James's teachers, and who happens to be my teacher now, Tim Phillips's book, which is called Audition for Your Career, Not the Job.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Eben Antony is a living, breathing example of that. Eben can be seen in the new Amazon Prime movie, Spoken, a new horror thriller about a group of friends who find themselves vulnerable to demonic attack because of words spoken in their everyday conversations. That could be very tricky. That could be very tricky that if that were to happen to us, like right now, just having a conversation. Spoken is now available for viewing on demand through Amazon Prime. How did you land the role for Spoken?
So I've been consistently training for about 4 years now, and I've been auditioning and stuff like that. And, when COVID hit, all the production stopped, but, I wasn't really sad about everything being taken away, but I decided on doubling up my training. And right after the productions resumed, Spoken was the first audition I received. And, there were 3 rounds of auditions, but, with consistency in training, you have the confidence to ease through the audition process. So that's how I landed the job.
One of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you is because you played soccer in college, and you not only played soccer, you became quite good at it. And in talking to actors, I have come to believe there are a lot of parallels between training as an athlete and learning your craft as an actor. In many respects, both come down to doing the work and discipline. And you kind of touched on that a few minutes ago when you're talking about how you kind of doubled down in your preparation during the downtime of COVID.
I believe, my background in sports or soccer has greatly influenced the way I approach this whole auditioning process or acting. I believe it has taught me the discipline on how to approach stuff and the way I train too, because I have this mentality where, you know, you just don't train the day before the match. You train throughout the year, and you know, if a match comes through, you just go ahead and play. The same way with acting or anything you do, you just don't try to learn or prepare for an audition just the day before the audition. You consistently train, and then if the audition comes through, you just have fun with it. That's completely, I see it, and it has helped me so far.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of times, some of our best actors are really good listeners and really good observers. If you're stopping off to pick up something at the supermarket, and as you're standing in line or doing the automatic checkout, however you do it, there may be something going on with the person in front of you in line that strikes you as interesting, or they may say something in a way that you've never heard it before. And so being an observant person, you file that in the back of your head, and you never know when you may summon something like that, whether in the auditioning process or when the red light goes on and you're performing in character.
That's absolutely right, yes. I completely agree, because I can still remember right from my childhood, you know, if I see something different or something not typical, I try to imitate it. It might start from how a dog barks to how a normal human being walks. I still imitate people who walk a little different, if their hands are spread out a little bit more, if they walk fast, if they, you know, stand in a certain way. So I believe, you know, being a really good observer really helps with your acting.
Eben Anthony is on the line with us. Eben recently made his Hollywood film debut in Spoken, a new horror thriller about a group of friends who find themselves vulnerable to demonic attack because of words spoken in their everyday conversation. Spoken, now available viewing on demand through Amazon Prime.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We touched on something else I want to ask you about. You've always had a creative bone in you since you were a kid, but when you were in school, you cultivated your gift for voices. When did you first realize that you had a gift for mimicry? When did you first realize you have a bag of voices?
I try to imitate people, as I told you before, and you know, I try to imitate animals like dogs and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, fine. I didn't realize that could be a career itself until I was in school for my engineering. And then, you know, I auditioned for it and I got good at it eventually. And I was fortunate to voiceover work for over 100 cartoons and movies.
And that's a good line of work to be in. And especially now that you're here in the States, because with all the cable channels, cable and digital channels alone, there are a lot of opportunities for actors. And once upon a time, you had to be in a certain place to do it, but there are a lot more opportunities available for actors in places such as New Orleans.
That's right. And to be honest, I haven't really tried into voiceover work a whole lot here in the U.S., which I'm looking forward to. But I've mainly been concentrating on acting in feature films and episodics here.
Well, Evan is only in his 20s, so you have a lot of years ahead of you. So. Evan Anthony is on the line with us. Evan is one of the stars of Spoken, a new horror thriller on Amazon Prime. Evan can also be seen in the high school teen drama Butterflies and the short horror film With a Price. Two of your first three screen credits are in the horror genre. Was that by design, or is it a coincidence, or maybe a little of both?
It was completely coincidental. I don't personally prefer horror films, but you know, acting in one wasn't that scary, so I think it's good.
Yeah, well, look, part of being a good actor is being receptive to possibilities, you know.
Right.
And this is another parallel I think exists between acting and athletics, because in many respects, and I'd be interested in your take on this, in many respects, the relationship you have with the director on the film set is not unlike the relationship you have with the coach, whether it's a soccer coach or whatever sport you're playing, because on a basic level, you know how to play the game and you know your body and you know how to move when the game is in play. But what a good coach or a good director will do is maybe they may ask you to take it up a notch or stretch a muscle that you may not have thought you had.
Yeah, that's a very interesting topic to talk about. You know, it's exactly the same because the coach, he looks at the entire film, not that just the particular player, and he has a good hold of it. And, you know, he knows how to change stuff according to the flow of the game. And I believe the director does the same thing. You know, he's just not focused on individual actors, but he's actually in charge of the entire crew and cast, where he could change some stuff to, you know, for the greater good.
And the best coaches, and I believe the best directors as well, they put their players, whether they're acting players or they're athletic players, they put their players in the best possible position so that they succeed and get the best possible version of themselves on that day for whatever scene they're shooting that day.
Yep, and the movie Spoken I've been in, I'm really fortunate to work with such a director. Tennille Ransom is super talented. She made it real comfortable for me on set so that, you know, I could do the best with my character. And it's the same to all the other cast members as well.
Evan Anthony is one of the actors you can see in Spoken, new horror thriller, available now for viewing on demand through Amazon Prime. Are you on social media?
Yes, I am on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. My Instagram ID is actor Evan Anthony. It's ACTOREBINANTONY. And that's the same ID for my Twitter as well.
Okay, you can find Evan on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We'll link up all of his social media platforms on our show notes at televisionconfidential.com. I understand one of your influences as an actor is Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Was there one role in particular, or is it all of his roles?
I was so moved the way Tom Hanks approached the character in Castaway. I couldn't believe how an actor could actually physically transform into a character like that. And then Forrest Gump was another big influence on my life. So you know, those are the actors I look up to like say, hey, if I can at least do some part of it, you know, I'd be in a great place.
I can see Castaway in particular because especially once he's on the island, it's just him. He doesn't have anybody to bounce off of. He doesn't have an acting partner to bounce off of as you normally would unless you count the soccer ball. But
And the reason is, you know, in that movie, the character struggles a lot, and it's more of like a survival mode. And I think that's kind of the same way with my own personal life. So I relate a lot with that movie and that character, you know, because traveling 1,500, 2,000 miles all the way from a whole different other country to here wasn't easy. And starting a whole new, another career in acting, too. So I could personally relate to that character. So I think that's why it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, very much so. Finding yourself thrust in a whole new world. That's something a lot of us can identify with. And obviously, you chose to come to the United States, but still, the parallels are very much still there. See, we mentioned that you have two other movies that are be coming out soon. Are you working on anything else that's in development that you're at liberty to tell our audience?
I'm actually talking to a couple of directors back home in India for some interesting projects. I can't talk about it at the moment because of the NDA. One thing I can talk about is Butterflies, which is directed by Kevin Stevenson and written by Ryan McCoy. They are amazing, talented team, and you know we're looking into getting that in Sundance Film Festival. So if it gets selected, it should be out in January, or it should be out in one of the big online platforms like Amazon Prime or Netflix.
Well, we will look for the release of Butterflies very, very soon. Come the start of the year, you're a very you have a great backstory, Evan, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to you again one of these days on TV Confidential.
Well, thank you so much, Ed. I really appreciate you taking time to talk with me today.
Evan Anthony appears in Spoken, new horror thriller, available now for viewing on demand through Amazon Prime. Ray Clawson will join us when we come back. Ray Clawson, three-time Emmy Award-winning set designer and art director. Then we will play part two of our conversation with actor, comedian, voice artist, and radio host Harry Shearer. All that and more when we come back for hour number two of TV Confidential. Please stay with us. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.